Bhagavatam, second chapter, verse number 3. Prajanam Vitaro Ye Sha Shastara Gadhava Sama Yari Syat Teshu Vaishamyam Kam Yanhi Sharanam Praja Prajanam Pitaro Ye Chetcha Prajanam Pitaro Ye Cha Shasta Rasadhavaksama Shasta Rasadhavaksama Yadishyateshu Vaishamyam Kamyanti Sharanam Praja Kamyanti Sharanam Praja Prajanam Pitaro Yecha Shastara Sadhavaksama Yadishyateshu Vaishamyam Kamyanti Saranam Praja
Prajanam Pitaro Yecha Shastara Sadhavaksama Yadishya Sethu Vaisamvam Kram Janti Saranam Praja. So yesterday we discussed that Aho Patram Dharma Visham Adharma Sushati Kapha. This is the code of justice. If there is Adharma, then it is very painful situation that is happening now in this Kali-yuga, yes, with the court justice magistrate. They are giving favorable judgments, being blessed. This is Kali-yuga. But Shastra says no. Justice must be in very honesty. That is it, the rule. So, about this Ajani, the Jamadukas, they came to take him away to Jamaraj. But the Vishnuduta says, no, he is not to be taken away. He is now clean of all sinfulness. You do not know that. Therefore, you are not doing injustice. So, yatra adanda apapesu danda daidhyati. One is not punishable. If he is punished, that is injustice. So you should not take him away. He is not punished. Jamaraj is there for punishing the sinful man. So all of them are not sinful. There are many pious men, sinful men. They are of small number. So one must be very cognizant of justice. Just like in the prison house, the number of prisoners are not greater than the number of free persons. That is natural. although this material world is mixed, sinful man and bad man, still, at least formally, there was sinful man left. It is said in the Shastra that in Satyuga there was no sinful man at all, or bad. Then in Treta Yuga, one fourth sinful and three fourth bad. And then Dwapara Yuga happened. And now in Kali Yuga, one fourth bad and three fourth sinful. And that will also gradually diminish. And when everyone will be sinful, then there is no more preaching. There is plenty of power. Simply cutting this. That's all. Kalki avatar, teen samadhita kalki sarira, jaya jagati ki sahare. So at the end of the Kali Yuga, people will be so sinful that it is already beginning, only 5,000 years we have passed. And the number of sinful men is already greater. Three-fourth sinful men, one-fourth bad men. And it will increase. And gradually it will become zero. Everyone. And that time end up for the group. That will take 427,000 of years. We have passed only 5,000 years since the battle of Kurukshetra, or since the demise of Maharaj Parikshit. The Kali Yuga has begun, and that is 5,000. And the total duration of life of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. That means there is a balance of 427,000 years to finish this Kali Yuga, and gradually, with the advancement of Kali Yuga, people's duration of life, memory, mercifulness, religious propensity, and these were 8 items that are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam will reduce. We can see practically at the present moment people are not very strong in God. They are lean and thin. And not only in India, we have poverty people, but in Europe, America, I speak. The Europeans and Americans are the more as tall men or very stout men, basically. So reducing the bodily strength and memory, that is also bad. He cannot memorize very sharply. People are becoming more and more dull. No more very brilliant scholars are coming out. Philosophers, mathematicians. And duration of life, everyone knows. It is reducing in India. The average duration of life is 30 years. But this is reducing. And dharma, sense of religiosity, that is also reduced. And become more and more punishable by the Jamuna. Jamuna is here. But this Ajami was clean of all sinful activity, because at the time of his death, he chanted the holy name of Rasa. That's a fact. When he chants the holy name of Narayana, Krishna, Rama, the holy name of God, he immediately becomes are free from all sinfulness. That's a fact. It is saying, Akash Hari Name Japa Paap Kare, Papi Hoye Tato Paap Kari Vare Nare. This is a statement of Akash. By one chanting the holy name of the Lord, you become free from all sinful reaction of that. That's a fact. But the difficulty is that we become free again from it. That is. Otherwise, one chanting in life is sufficient. But that we do not. We chant and again. Sinfulness. Namna bala jasahi papa buddhi. This is the greatest offense. That I am chanting Hare Krishna, therefore I can continue to commit sinful activities. It will be adjusted, balanced, zero. No, this is the greatest offense. Greatest offense. Namna bala is out of 10 offenses. This is the greatest of Namna Bala Jasahi Pabu Ji. So this should not. The Ajami did not do that. He was sinful, but he never utilized Krishna to counteract the sinful. Raparad Kunnu, without any offense. That was his quality. He did not know what is the value of chanting the holy name. He fallen down, he became a rogue, rascal, that's all right. But he never utilized the chanting of name for counteracting his sinfulness. No, never. He was affectionate to his youngest son, whose name was Narayana. So, very much affectionate, youngest son. Narayana, please come here, take your food, please drink this meal, come here, sit down. So he was addressing Narayana, his son, but it was taken into account by Narayana. Therefore, it is the system in Hindu families to keep children's names as Narayana Das, Krishna Das, Govardhan Das, so that one may be able to chant the holy name of the Lord somehow. This is it. So that is the example of Ajams. Simply by loving his son of the name Narayana, his account was credited so many times. So these Dhammaduta, they did not know. So they came to arrest him. But Vishnuduta came to save him. No. He is no more Krishna. He is free from all things. Don't do injustice. So for their regretting, that aho kastam dharma dishan adharma kusati sabha. Jasti matkudai dharma dishan. Prajanan kutaro jita sastaro sadhava sabha. Prajana, children or the citizens, prajas. Prajana means who has taken birth, national. Prajana, pitaro. Pitaro means father or anyone who takes the care of the children or the citizens, like the government or the king. Formerly there was king, now government. Their position is just like father. As a father's duty is to see that the student, the son, is raised very nicely so that in future he may be very happy. This is the duty of the father, you see. Not that simply to feed him and make him happy. No. In the Shastra, it is said, Titana Sasya, one should not become a star. This is contraception. Titana Sasya, Janamina Sasya, one should not become a father, one should not become a father, one should not become a guru, one should not become a relative, one should not become a caretaker, one should not become a king, who Pramavata is Samupi Tamritam, one who cannot protect the dependents from the classes Shastras. This is Shastra. So how much the father and the government or the guru should be strong so that he can save his dependents from the clutches of death. Doubt is possible. Without becoming Krishna conscious, nobody can be saved from death. This is the law. You can have other benefits from the demigods. They are sustained. There is injunction that if you want a beautiful wife, you can worship Uma. If you want to be free from disease, you worship the Sun God. If you want to be very learned, you worship Brahma, Saraswati. That is injunction. That if you want this benefit, particular benefit, then you must say this particular. Jāsa deva pratāna deva. There is injunction. Saying any God, worship, there is injunction that you do it. But for whom? For the less essential as well. Kāmaśtasya hitabhyāna gajante anna deva. Except God, the Supreme Lord. When the other demigods worship is allowed, that is, for the person, one who does not know this ultimate goal of life, for them. But one who is interested to stop the cycle of birth and death, they must come to Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna Hari also says, Krishna also says, Mahansatya. What is that verse? Chakravilham punat janma janiti, mahanti tamtya. Janma bhamma. Krishna says, Tataya kriya, yadadadahi dharmasta glani hoti. I take birth as the son of devotee, or I am raised as the son of Jatada. So, one should understand that although I am Lambayatma, I am also, I never take birth, but why I come and take birth as the child of devotee of Jatada? If you simply understand this fact, Dhamma Padma Janati the Tattva, if anyone understands, then he becomes free from the cycle of birth and death. Taptadeham punarjanmanaiti mame. So, this is wrong. Therefore, the government, the father, the guru, the guardian, the everyone who tries to make his dependence, how he becomes Krishna conscious? This is the truth. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is so important. Because the human life is meant for stopping the cycle of birth and death. Namo Taita Samapitam. This is the only process. You cannot stop. But you do not know that this birth and death can be stopped. They are so restless, they are so foolish. They do not believe, neither they believe in the next birth, neither they have any idea how to stop death or stop next birth. No education. Throughout the whole world, there is no education. There is no time. They are careless. Oh. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Mūḍha. Namāna duṣkitana mūḍha. Prapadante narātma. Māyā aparitasyāna āsuri bhāvama. This āsuri bhāvama. What is God? I don't believe in God. There is no God. Everyone are bhaktiya God. Why are you finding God anywhere in the temple? You do not know. In the street there are so many gods ripening. There is no This is all full of ignorance. Therefore we have to push on with Krishna consciousness movement at very difficult position. Simply by knowing Krishna, one can become free from the classical cycle of birth and death. That's a fact. But manushana sahasri sukhasri jatatishisthaye jatatama sukhisthana. Very, very difficult. So we have to take a very difficult track to permit people to take to Krishna consciousness. But that is the only benefit of the supreme goal of God. Krishna personally comes to teach his God. Why Krishna left Bhagavad Gita? Out of his compassion. And after my disappearance, people would take advantage of this Bhagavad Gita. As I instructed my dear friend Arjuna, they will also take advantage and become free from the classes of death. This is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, people have become so restless that they do not care for this Bhagavad Gita instruction, and if anyone poses himself to be a very good scholar of Bhagavad Gita, he interprets in his own way, he misleads himself and misleads others also. This is the position. Therefore, my request to you all who are in the consciousness movement, do not be a bluffer, begin in your life how to become Krishna conscious and teach others, and the whole world will be benefited, and the Yamadutta will not come to them. Thank you very much.